Day was a hard-fought game out there. Take us through.
Yeah, I guess the fundamentals were really strong tonight. I think across the board we had really good buy-in and really good effort from the entire group. We let ourselves down with some of our execution going forward, but I think the fundamentals were good and really strong.
Down five goals at quarter time, it could have been a bit close if we took our opportunities, but it's good to see the boys fight back from...
Yeah, ultimately all the way through, we were saying the scoreboard wasn't really a true reflection. West Coast were really good going forward and made the most of their opportunities and got some really good goals and easy goals out the back on us, which was really frustrating. But on our end going forward, we had missed quite a lot of relatively simple shots. So all night, it didn't feel like the scoreboard was a true representation about how the game was going. So in that sense, we were really buoyed to continue on with our effort and try and execute as best we could.
How did you find the battle in the midfield?
Yeah, they got a lot of talent going through there, and they threw a few tricks at us tonight, which was good to kind of see firsthand, and I thought we handled it quite well. Obviously, there was a bit of noise around Gaff getting a bit of the ball and all that kind of stuff, but I thought we certainly had our own.
It's a great learning experience for our young midfielders who are getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the end of last week's game and this game this week, we've seen the onus really spread across the group a little bit more with Nat going down and Andy Brayshaw going through in particular has really stepped up his game, and it's probably not showing so much yet, but I think his effort around the ball and the contest has taken a step up, which is great.
Big blow losing Joel Hamlin early, but the defence did such a great job to make sure that that didn't really impact the game.
Yeah, it took a little bit of reshuffling in back there, but yeah, as you mentioned, our back six in particular were really good again. But that's a whole system thing, and I thought across the board our effort and our mechanics around our game plan were really strong, but as I mentioned, the skill execution going forward and lacking a little bit of composure at times is what hurt us.
Sam and Lockie came in and really gave something to the team.
Who?
Sam and Lockie.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, their first names, we don't call them that. we know that what they bring, and they're two little tenacious guys, and I actually burnt Lockie, so I feel really bad. He probably should have kicked the goal early, but their energy and their effort all night was really first class, and it was really great to see. Hopefully they can get a little bit of continuity now, especially Switter, who has obviously missed a little bit through injury. But they were great tonight.
Another really big test next week against UWS.
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't really looked forward to that one just yet, but we know what kind of side GWS is. They've got talent across every line, really high-end talent, so it's going to be a great challenge. And we played at Canberra, I think, last year, and it's a bit of a tricky ground as well to play at. So I think it'll be a really good check about how we're going as a club and as a football team, and especially on the back of that travel component.
Well played today. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.